Allow me to make a modest prediction. The next president of the United States will not be decided on the basis of the most massive campaign wave of spending and advertising in history. Instead, it will be decided by people like you. Yes, you. And the number of friends you choose to telephone on behalf of your candidate. The number of doors you choose to canvass in your neighborhood. The number of coffees and meetups to which you choose to bring your friends. And the number of postcards you send to your Christmas card list. Yes, I know, George Bush and John Kerry are going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars clogging the airwaves. Much of it will assault the character of the other. But none of it will take either man to the finish line. This election will likely be so close that it will be decided by 8% of Americans who are the so-called swing voters. Polls show two things about these voters. One, they are apt to be undecided right up to election day. And two, they are likely to turn off and tune out Destruction Derby advertising long before election day. Which means they are most apt to be influenced by the old-fashioned politics that I grew up with, when neighbors talk to neighbors about the issues. Think of it. Real people living in real communities, individually talking to key voters and perhaps deciding who will lead this country for the next 4 years. My sense is that grassroots supporters of the candidates are yearning to make their mark on this election. My neighbor Bev tells me that almost everyone she knows wants to know how to get involved, many for the first time. Folks can do it the way we did when I first ran for office more than 30 years ago. We transformed hundreds of private homes into letter stuffing factories. At card tables, some workers dangled postage stamps around their necks like scarves. Up the line, others would address envelopes, still others would fold and stuff the letters. And finally, someone would load the letters into boxes for mailing. Today, you and your friends can substitute email, which is free, for postal letters, which are not. You can call through your Rolodex, asking your friends if you can send them information about your candidate. You can download information from candidate websites to answer questions on issues. When I first ran, person-to-person campaigning was fun, and it was purposeful. And, best, on election night, volunteers knew they were not spectators, but owners of the victory. And that made them feel like public citizens again. It's your move. This is Les O'Coin.